after some fine performances this year,
some really good inningses,
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Today, Fat, we go all the way back to our first week on air.
Wow.
Where you had a few choice words to say about the English cricket team.
How did you? You wrote it. We also want to know how long you've held a grudge. And after you said yesterday you wanted a piece of Sam Pang.
Yes.
He's coming into the studio next, Jimmy boy.
Ow! This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
Triple M. Comedy superstar Sam Pang lit the fuse.
Because I'm a James Brayshaw.
You have always, always been in this
I corner. Think that he's the best in the business.
Yeah.
Exhibit A, big final. Collingwood versus Geelong. Yeah. 90,000 people at the MCG. Take it away, JB.
Huge day at the MCG.
And James Brayshaw wants a piece.
I nearly had enough of Pang.
Why?
He's a comedic sniper.
A sniper? Now, two media heavyweights face off.
All I've said to Witt is get him on this week and I'm going to take him to task.
Please welcome, in the red corner, Sam Pang.
Is that an accurate description of where you're at? A comedic sniper?
Industry heavyweight, I would have gone with that. But anyway, that's fine. I'll take any description you give me, and it's wonderful to be here. It is.
Pang.
I don't know what's with the red corner and the...
No, I love it, mate. It's good to see you.
No, it's on. Always he wasn't happy. You. He doesn't like being shown up like that. And you showed him up.
What did I do?
As soon as I heard that there was some commentary being played on the front bar, I said, Pang. I just know. I didn't actually know I'd done that.
Really?
That's how bad I'm going.
I was about to ask. So you didn't, in the moment.
No, I had no idea. Until it was played to me later, I'm like, Jesus, is that how bad I'm going?
We might have brought it up a couple of times.
Yeah,
right?
Nothing gets past you, Billy.
No, nothing.
Should I be surprised that none of your fellow commentators thought to correct you either?
No.
They had no idea either?
No, Brian wouldn't.
As I said, that's how bad we're going. Wasn't even aware that it had happened. But no, we're capable of making mistakes.
Oh, hold on. There's no one.
Do you?
Bill. We did front bar together. You see how many mistakes I made. I can't throw to clips.
No.
I can't. I don't really know how long the segments are going on. I don't wear the earpiece.
What's the worst thing you've said on air, do you reckon?
Thanks for having me on the Rush Hour. What's the worst thing I've said?
Yes, you would have stuffed up a few things. I never have.
Oh, well, Tommy Gleisner and I, on having been paying attention, are officially banned from Thailand.
Ooh, right.
And I will not tell you why, but whatever we said went to air, and I don't know if you know that illegal to, it's illegal to insult the King of Thailand.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah.
And poor old Tommy, dragged him in.
Our timing wasn't great, Bill. He just passed away, so wasn't it great? Anyway, it's a long time ago. Let's move forward.
Congratulations to, of course, winning the Media Award for the front bar.
Yes.
That is an honour.
Absolutely.
Best footy show.
Yes. Best footy show. Let's have a look at any. Have you got any idea when the best show was?
What do you mean?
The best show overall. Which one spiked the most?
As in what guest we had that particular week?
Well, let's go with that, yeah.
Well, it was a Geelong player.
Was it?
Yeah.
Don't say Stevie.
No. It was Jimmy Bartel.
That was a big night.
Fat fully claimed that award.
I did.
He said, that's 100% because I went on it. The front bar have won that award.
In all sincerity, I hope we had a wonderful time when you came in, Bill.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I loved it. I was a bit nervous because I'd never been to Seven.
Well, why would that make you nervous, though? It's a storied career that James has to hear about all the time.
Been with the other mob.
Well, it's a bit like now, actually. Yeah. But I feel nothing but welcoming.
Yeah. You are.
Mm. But you got warmed up. It was great.
When you asked me how to kick a torp.
Oh, well, if anything, you got a bit too sophisticated. You know what I mean? You lost me with the, what was it? You point it, you pick it up, you point it and you kick
it. Hold it like that and kick it.
I can't believe you're not an assistant coach somewhere.
I know. None of us can believe that.
You didn't think when your time at North, JB, you didn't think of getting him down?
No.
Tim, with this stuff like this.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Pang. Well, fairing.
Yeah.
You used to play. How would you explain kicking a torp?
No, well, like that. How could you improve on that description?
Were you
JB,
any
how
good?
Do you do it?
Were you know. Any good?
No.
No?
Nope.
Where'd you play? Who'd you actually play with?
I played for a lot of clubs, Bill.
No.
Well, one of them was Collingwood under 19s, right?
Really?
Yeah. But you know, but actually everyone in this studio knows how bad a player you have to have been to have just played under 19s.
Yeah.
No reserves, definitely no seniors. You know, like that's how bad I was.
No, that's all right. I don't mind that. Were you good anywhere? Like one of the burbs or somewhere?
I went to the VFA for a little while.
Oh.
Hey, well, how is this turning into This Is Your Life? I thought it was coming in to just have a chat.
Well, what do you want to talk about then?
Well, we're going to take a break.
I remember the moment.
Oh, here we go.
I remember
now
the
he's
moment,
remembered something.
I remember the moment that I knew I wasn't going to make it at Collingwood.
What happened?
As you know, in the dressing rooms, they've got those the big the signs that have the you know the mantras.
Yes.
Right. So I remember
one in, all in.
Oh, that was one of them. One in, all in. Controlled aggression.
Yes.
And Asians out.
Oh!
And I thought, no, this no. is not for me.
They wouldn't have had that.
We are going to chat about not only the front bar but the comedians. Big show coming up.
More
with Sam
Pang next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
We're joined by Sam Pang, who's on tour with the comedians.
Yep.
Mick Molloy, Lawrence Mooney, Sam Pang, Marty Sheargold.
Marty Sheargold. Oh, yes. Of course, show's coming up around the country on sale, I think, today, new shows.
Canberra. That'll be a good one. Yep. You look forward to Canberra?
What a surprise. You haven't read it. Canberra's sold out, okay? So these are for February, Bill. The shows you're reading, they're in November.
You know
they're,
why.
They're all sold, and then these new shows went on for February. That's right. All. There's one at the Palace.
Dave O'Neill could go to Canberra and sell it out. Don't worry about that. Fair dinkum.
Head to alist.com.au for tickets. It's a magnificent show. Getting back to the front bar, we were talking about that in the last break.
Yes,
I've loved the show for a long time, and my favourite ever guest, growing up in Perth, of course, as I left there when I was about 23. So the 70s and 80s were when the Waffle was at its absolute peak, in my view. And I was a bit mad Claremont supporter. In fact, sat at the Brownlow last night with the great Graham Moss, who was my hero as a kid, captain coach of Claremont. But we used to play regularly against West Perth. And West Perth used to have a wingman called Les Chopsticks Fong, who was magnificent. Like, he was a star.
300-gamer.
A 300-gamer. And used to play for WA in the state games. He was a jet. But I never even thought there was anything wrong with his nickname, Choppy.
No.
Everyone just called him Choppy. And then he appeared on the front bar.
The greatest thing.
That is gold.
Yeah, Jimmy, the greatest thing about having – it's a wonderful show where you can have guests like Les Fong on, or Danny Del Rey.
Yes.
You know, they don't all have to be the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, like Bill. Well, Bill's a good example of someone who came
Hall of Famers, he said.
That's a good point. I didn't think you had two segments in you, but we got there anyway, Bill. And so I remember Les Fong came in, because, you know, Les Fong was one of the greatest Chinese footballers of all time.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever?
Oh, well, who else?
Danny Seow.
Well, then Les Fong, 300 games.
You know who was the first?
Who?
In 1908, there was a player called Wally Kuchu who played four games for Carlton in 1908. He was the first.
Finnegan.
Yeah. If you take nothing else away from our chat, that is true. But yeah, I remember Les Fong coming. I was a big thrill.
Yep.
And, you know, the story of, you know, how tough was it out there, you know, verbally back in those days. Les, you know, how was it? And he said, I absolutely experienced no racism at all. I felt very comfortable in there. In the environment and was privileged to play in the competition. Oh, really? No racism. That's good, Les. What was your nickname? Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
No worries. No worries, mate. No worries.
Universally known as Choppy. And magnificent.
What about last night? Cripper. That was good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Where were you last night? Where did you watch it?
Wasn't there sitting next to my heroes like you, JB.
Well,
Jim, but what about Jim got there? He rang Gil.
Of course.
He's got Gil in his phone.
Do you
phone.
Believe that?
No.
Of course you
He's got Gil in his phone. He rings Gil because his girlfriend, Lisa, wanted to go to the Brownlow. Jim hates the Brownlow. And Jim had to ring up and get two tickets
to
take his girlfriend.
You've known me long enough to know that isn't true. But
Jim.
I got to the Crown last night. This is 100% true. Got to Crown last night.
Yeah.
And I got down to the room. I think we were in 2022.
What room?
2022.
Where you're staying?
Crown Towers. Yep. Mm. So I walked to 2022. 2024, the one at the end,
the big proper banger. Yeah. Who's in that?
Patrick Cripps.
Oh.
So as I'm walking to the door opens and he comes out like a meter away walking past me. I went, Cripper, this is an omen for you.
Oh. Did you? Were you in that room?
No, I was not.
Why not?
Why would I be at the Brownlow? What? Under what?
No, not there, but you'd jump on when he won. You would have jumped on and said you're his favourite and all that and got in his room and free frothies.
Pang? I don't even know what those words meant. What? But did Lisa have a good time?
She loved it.
Really?
And she just went all fangirl when he turned up. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
She just couldn't speak. She's looking at him and no words are coming out and her eyes are fluttering and I'm like, this is pathetic.
She love her footy?
She loves it. She's mad blues.
She must love her footy to sit through a Brownlow.
Oh, no, that's what I...
Seriously.
Hang on, I do keep bringing that up with her. But there were lots of family there and she obviously loves Angus and Andrew and their girls are great mates.
When did you watch it at home? You got a TV?
Have you got a TV?
No, I don't. I'm only on TV. Well, I'm on TV, but I don't own one.
Why are you fixated on where he watched it?
I just want to know.
So you're like a detective over there. You're like a burned-out detective trying to find out stuff about me.
Did you just say I was at home on the couch?
I was.
Or at a pub?
No, I was at home getting ready for, you know, the next day's work.
You wouldn't even been working.
That's true.
Had another day off.
Check to be rostered on.
Righto, the comedians, where are they? In Melbourne, when? Oh, it's sold out, don't worry. Canberra, I don't see Geelong there, Pang.
What?
I don't see you going to Geelong.
Geelong, Warrnambool. I've said this with sincerity and honesty. Mm. Oh, those hillbillies down there, they're not my people, right? I've said that before. But no, this is for a show in February, I think, because the November ones are sold out.
It is.
This is for February.
17th.
There you go, at the Palais.
Would you ever take Bill on as a...
Roadie?
No, as a co-host on a radio show, Sam?
don't try to get out.
You now,
you're contracted for the next 5 years, yeah, according to management.
You now understand the pain that I exist through, don't you?
Yeah, it's tougher than I thought. It's tougher than it should be. Many times during this chat, I thought I'd look over and see Rabs just hanging from a fan. Somehow he's managed to hold on.
He laughs at just laughs at my stuff.
But no, it's well, JB, you are a soldier.
Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah. What sort of garbage is this?
That's radio craft. Bill. A1.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
I don't know where this is going.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy boy, if you know what's good for you, you will sit there and not speak, because old Willis needs to get something off his chest.
Yes.
The England cricket team, Jim,
yes,
is filled with the weakest that sport has ever seen. Seriously, Jim, give me one member of that rabble who you'd give a second of your time for. Well, say something, you
told me not to speak.
You're meant to be the cricketer, Jim. Punter. Woo-hoo-hoo. Bluey. Woo-hoo-hoo. Flam. Finnegan. I've forgotten more about this game than you ever knew. Noodle Arms. Assumption. Essendon. Geelong City. Now, Jim. Rory Burns.
Oh, no.
Which brain surgeon told him that was the right way to hold the bat?
Yes.
Jack Leach couldn't get wickets against Bell Park. Joss Butler. Who's called Joss, Jim? First test. Here's an idea, Poms.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave out your two best bowlers. It's like I always say, who laughs last. Shut up, Jim. He who laughs last.
Yes.
Just play cricket against the weak. I tell you what, Jim.
Oh, what?
If you want a rapid test in Australia, just play cricket against England.
Bang!
I tell you what, see what I did there, Jim?
Yeah, I saw it like a
friend. Turn that off! Silverwood, out! Root, out! Anderson, never again! Broad, finished up! In 10 completed innings, they made one century, Jim. Useless! If you're going to serve that up, stay home. Oh, creepy crawly. Ollie Pope. Toby Besto, Jim.
Johnny Besto.
Oh, turn him off, Ruffy! That was
He's off. He's walking off.
Who we got next?
Oh, my God.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
Cool. So we find out in the pre-show meeting today that Rabbits Bartholomew over here has got a grudge that he's held for 20 years.
Who is that grudge against?
Well, we're talking because we've got a couple of weeks coming up where we're not on the show. So we've got a few weeks
off.
And Whit is going to Bali, beautiful Bali.
As am I.
A few people have said that they're how good's Bali. And I said, well, I've never been. They said, what do you mean everyone's been to Bali?
Yeah.
I said, well, we were supposed to go. We had our bags packed, ready to take off, and Ansett collapsed. So we lost our flights to Bali because Ansett collapsed.
So you've held a grudge against Ansett, who collapsed in 2002.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
20 years ago,
yeah,
Rabs.
Well, we never got our flights to Bali.
Can you believe that?
They were on 20 points.
20 years ago.
He has held a grudge for 20 years.
Exactly. Rabs. Well, they collapsed.
You need to move up. You've got to move on.
No, I'm not moving on because I've never been to Bali because of Ansett. So.
Well, yeah, but you can re-buy tickets and go.
Yeah, you still can go. There's
later.
Other airlines.
So you just cracked them.
I'm cracked them. I'm not doing it because.
Did you lose money?
No, they're on points.
Oh.
So you didn't even lose money and you still cracked it.
They're on dad's points. No.
Dad's points.
I'm making a stand. I'm not going to go to Bali because of Ansett. Yeah.
All right. 133 53 Hands.
Hands.
What are we asking? When have you held a grudge?
No. What's the longest grudge you have held?
That's it. Unusual.
Unusual.
Yeah.
Like rabbits with Ansett. Poor old Ansett.
20-year grudge.
Yeah.
And you've taken it out on Bali. Riley joins us first in Epping. Riles?
Yep. Yeah, hello?
Who are you holding a grudge with?
My mum.
Why?
Why?
Well, I've been holding a grudge with her for the past 18 years because she dropped me on my head as a baby.
I reckon that's what happened to you.
Well, something did happen.
No, I think
but I don't like to talk. I was born prem. And a big
and then
bit
dropped.
Of sugar dropped on me. Yeah. Same weight as
same,
me.
Yeah, right. Well, there had to be something.
I don't know what that was.
Stay there, Riley. Will's in Abbotsford. Will?
Hey, Will.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
What have you held a grudge against?
Oh, mine's a bit out there, lads. I wrote off an entire species with my grudge about 19 years ago. I was kicked square in the chest by a pony and hate them ever since. No, can't go near them.
I don't blame you, mate. In a past life, I had to have a bit to do with horses. They're big, dangerous, bloody things.
They know when you're scared.
Yeah, they do.
So whacked you in the chest and ever since, no horses at all.
Oh, I was 6 years old, mate. It sent me flying.
Would have.
Wow.
Would, no, it's fair enough, I reckon. Stay there, Will.
Poor old horse.
Dazzling's in South Morang. Daz?
G'day, boys. How you doing?
How long and what was the grudge about?
Well, it'd be over 20 years ago. It was a summer's night at Melbourne Park, and I paid $130 top seats to see Elton John.
Yeah.
He came out, sang two songs. Quarter of the way through the third song, he swallowed a moth. Stormed off the stage while his band was still playing. We sat there for 10 minutes. He refused to go back on, so then the white lights came on, and we never got a refund. So hence why I will never see Elton John again.
29 years.
29 years ago.
That's good.
And he swallowed a moth.
Swallowed a moth and stormed off.
Well done, Dazzling.
Wayne, stay there, Dazzling. Wayne's in Mount Martha. Willis?
Hello, Wayno.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. What's your grudge?
41 years.
Oh.
As against geese. So my auntie used to have a farm. On that farm was a lake, and in that lake was some geese. I used to go down there and play when I was 5 years old, and I had the whole heap of them chase me down the path, biting me, attacking me, flying at me. Never again will I go near those stupid things.
Oh, that's good. That's they good. Can be. They peck you and bite you, Jim.
Yeah.
Man.
Well,
they're fierce.
They won't know. Scott, Nary Warren, Scotland.
Good day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. What's the grudge?
I was 8, and I had a McCain pizza, and I was out on work with my old man in the truck.
Yeah.
Got the squits, shit myself. Never touched one since.
Never touched a McCain pizza since.
Oh, McCain, you've done
and
it again.
Oh, I did it all right, but tell you what, I was very uncomfortable.
Oh, no, they're all right, the old McCain pizzas. I like them. Right. Yeah, bloody oaf.
Well, I had a similar, that. In Dubrovnik, ate fish.
Dubrovnik.
And, Bill, I was bedridden for a day, going from bed to toilet.
Croatia.
And so I will not eat fish on the road ever again. Like, have it at home, a restaurant's here. But if I'm travelling anywhere, I will not eat fish.
No?
No. Or Bill.
Don't eat on the plane.
Bill, too. Like, it was both ends.
Yeah, right.
No, it was not. And poor Lise was...
She had to clean up.
Not that big a hotel room.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hello to you, Pat.
Hello. Hello, Jim. How are you?
So I nestle in at 9:05. I actually caught a bit of the show before, Big Brother. My goodness. Yep, I said I'm 42 during the week. Yeah. I felt every year of it, host, when I saw about a minute and a half of Big Brother. What is that? Anyway.
It's changed.
Then we got onto the front bar, and that's magnificent, of course. And there was a bit of housekeeping until our man came on, and I thought, here he comes.
Hell fat.
He came bouncing out of the white T-shirt. I should have had a word to you about what you were wearing.
I was looking younger, Jim.
Well, that didn't do you a hell of a lot of favours. And then you said, well, COVID hasn't been good to me. And Hose, I just looked at him and said, he hasn't changed for the 7 years that he and I have been doing, well, longer, 10 years.
Yeah.
But I liked it, fat, and I liked it. You've always got to get off to a good start. You always got to get a little crispy away. Ooh. So that everyone settles and thinks this is going all right. And you were asked about going to 7 for the first time.
We wanted to have you on for so long, but we had to wait till you got sacked by the Channel 9 footy show. So we knew it wouldn't be too long. You know what I mean? But it's so great to finally get you here. You were one of the first guests we ever on our big board.
You ever been to 7 before, Bill?
No, I never. I walked in here and I see all the great faces up there and even Tim Watson and blokes like that. So. Well, I did, Jim, because I was bloody nervous, to be honest.
You were nervous.
Well,
I saw that.
Yeah, you would have known. People who know me would know that because I was trying to act calm and casual. But I've been at Channel 9 for 23 or 4 years. Oh, yes. First time ever walked in the doors there at 7.
Yep.
So a bit nervous, to be honest. And then also it had to be good because people were saying, oh, you're on the front bar, make sure it's good, you've got to be funny. Yeah. So you do get it. Anyway, I walked in there and I did see all the great, like there's the Duke there and there's Brian.
Bristol, thank you, Brian.
Are you up there, Jim?
No.
I didn't think I saw you.
No.
Why?
No, I'm in another category, Fat.
Oh, right.
Now, I loved this because they got some vision from Footy Park of you kicking a big torp, big barrel in a pre-season game, but then they asked you how you did it.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Well, yeah. Hey, no, can you dumb it down for our audience? You're getting a bit technical on us.
I never got asked to go into coaching, Jim. I wonder why.
Just hold it like that and kick it. And then, of course, we did we went into the political arena. And Bill, you did very well. I'd love to say you didn't do well, but you did. You did very well.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting, I was talking to Hose about it off air before, is I'm getting texts from people going, oh, bloody hell, Bill, how well is he going on the front bar? I'm like, how are you surprised by that? He's actually been bloody good on television for 20-plus years.
How many shows can you stand there, tell stories about yourself, and have a beer? There's not many shows you can do that.
Well, so. And the other thing I thought watching it is, it's so rare in 2022 that there's a live television show where someone gets interviewed.
Yeah.
Unless it's about bloody politics, which bores the crap out of all of us. Yeah. But this is an entertainment show about footy where someone actually gets asked questions. It's refreshing that it's still happening. Exactly. I loved it.
And one more thing, and for those out there, number one rule, and you know this, Jimmy boy, is you've got to take the piss out of yourself. You've got to do that.
Well, you've got no alternative.
Well, I have, Jim. I could speak about my great games.
I don't reckon.
1991. So
none of that would work.
So I've had some very good feedback. Mike Sheehan, of course, who's a king.
The Godfather.
I got a lovely note from Shirley Costa, the wife of the late Frank Costa, who was sad, and she said she watched me and made her happy.
You
get things. Lady pulled me up in the street today. I never met her, and she said,
you're fat.
No.
Sorry.
No, she said, I loved your energy. We were great on the show. But when people come up and do that, you actually feel good. So I'm going to have a beer.
All right. That's enough blowing wind up your ass, fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm prone to having the odd day off.
Oh. Jim, I don't know if you know or you heard this, but the West Indies have appointed a new captain of their T20 side.
Oh, I did see that.
Kieran Pollard, who's a very good all-rounder, of course.
Yeah, he's a pretty loose unit, though. It's an interesting choice as captain.
Well, loose being the word, because this is how he started the post-match interview after they've just beaten England.
Quite so they can't keep a good man down, always keep a smile when they want me to frown.
The first captain in history of the West Indies, or anywhere really, to start the post-match interview with a song.
Imagine Clive Lloyd ripping into a number.
No, I can't. I cannot imagine Clive Lloyd.
That is too funny.
And it's a sizzler, and that's... Sizzler song, I reckon.
They can't keep a good man down.
It also is a restaurant, yes.
All you can eat. Sizzler.
That's it.
So that is unbelievable, Jim.
You used to get those onions that sort of were in a...
The onion rings.
Onion rings,
yeah. Terrible. Very nice. Jim.
No, they're not terrible.
They are.
They're good.
So, Jim.
All right, hints. Are we doing a hints?
We're doing a hints. This brings me to...
Oh, is this the craft?
Yeah.
This is the craft.
This is a list of sports people that have sung, Jim. Some good and some not so good.
If you are heading down the path I suspect you might be, can you guarantee me that's not the case?
What path?
You know. There's one man.
Dorothy?
No. There's one man who will contact us if you put him into this. So you're guaranteeing that won't happen.
Did he play for Carlton?
Yeah. No. It won't happen. Right, good.
So the list of sports people that think they can sing and they're no good, like our friend Kieran there. And number one.
Kieran.
Nathan Brown, who was fair to come serious about this. Listen to it. Come on, Nath. He got right into it.
Was that
Jim.
On the Sunday footy show?
Yeah, it was on. Actually, I reckon it was the players review.
All right.
Another bloke, old Lego head himself, Jonathan Brown. Have a listen to this.
We'll go riding on the horses, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling.
Come on, Lego. He used to sing that everywhere.
All the time.
A few frothies and away he goes.
Sweet Caroline was the other one. He loves it.
Oh, he loves it. Luke Darcy, a good friend of ours. Saw him today.
No, he did not.
He's got rid of the mullet.
Good.
He's looking good. But have a listen. I think this is on the Hot Breakfast, actually. Have a listen to Duke.
Lost and insecure. You found me. You found me. Lying on the floor.
Come on, Duke.
That's Duke.
What is that?
I don't know, Jim.
Yep.
Paul Ruse.
Roosie.
Have a listen to Roosie.
Let me up and I just wanted to wait. Some fool tried to hold me down. I got drunk and I ripped up the town. I'm a bad boy. A bad boy for love.
You've got to be able to follow the tune.
I know.
Don't you? At least be in time.
Yeah, exactly in time. Right. No timing at all.
Come on, Rosie.
So this is the last one, is it?
Yeah, last one, Jimmy boy.
Oh, good. Because I told you. Guaranteed me, yep.
Not going down that path.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Steve Smith. I just never forget this.
Smudger.
That's all right. I've seen you with your hair down in your bare feet, dancing around the living room, smelling wine.
Smudge. You're better than that.
So that's it,
good. That's it, good. Well, not a bad. I don't mind it. Not bad.
We've got a late entry.
No.
We've got a late entry. Just come in. We're not sure what it is. Rebsy, what is it?
Hello! Just one man.
Have a listen.
By your man.
He will.
Love him.
I tell you what I'm doing.
Stixy.
He will hear about that, Stephen Kernahan.
And it was your fault.
And when he does, I'm going to give him your address.
My address?
Yep. So he can turn up on your door and take it up with you.
He'll come down to Geelong with a slab of Crown Lager.
The pride of the fleet.
Pride of the fleet. He loves it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do when you're out in the dance?
I cut a considerable rug.
Live from the Austral Hotel in Colac, we always get a bit nervous when Bill decides to run a quiz.
A live quiz. Yeah. We've got a conga line of contestants.
Righto, here we go. We got Zachy boy. What do you do, Zach?
I work at a servo.
Righto, Zach, you're a local boy?
Yep, born and bred.
Born and bred. What is the Barangaroo?
Oh, no. Barangaroo. It's an area just outside of Colac.
Right. Righto, what else is it?
A town?
What is this?
Isn't it a creek? It's a creek that runs through town, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Zach, if you're a local born and bred, you haven't seen the creek that runs through your town?
I know the brand.
Righto, I'll give it to you. What was the local ice cream brand prior to Buller?
Regal.
Yes, well done.
Righto.
What is the name of the fancy ice cream made by Buller?
Buddha.
Imagine Buddha releasing his own ice cream brand.
And it's a fancy one. The fancy ice cream.
Nah, I got nothing.
You damn it. Oh, on your way, Zach. See you later. Hello, Richardson.
No.
Oh, that's the real estate mob. This is Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Oh, my God.
You're selling a bit?
What the hell?
Yeah, it's going really well, thank you.
How much for a 3-bedroom brick veneer house here in Colac?
About $6.5 million.
Bill.
What is the name of the fancy ice cream made by Buller?
The Murray Street Range.
Yes.
There we are.
That's also the main street here.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
Yes. Miss Scarlet is the nightclub upstairs.
Oh, no.
What did it used to be called?
Hush.
What did the locals call it?
Thrush.
Oh, no. Bill, I'm not sure that's where we're headed.
No, but if Leanne's a local, she knows, don't she? We'll keep moving on here. Which bakery is the best in the West?
Holmes.
Well done. Jeez. She's nearly going to talk. I'm going to stuff you up here. What date is the AFL Grand Final?
See, I'm no good at sport.
No, that's what I thought. That's why I moved on, because you're going too well.
I have no idea.
Oh. No, not a bad guess. Well done, Leanne. Here's Bradley. Hello, Brad. What do you do?
Not much. About as much as you, Bill.
Yeah. Do you actually do anything? Just wander the streets?
Yeah, just wander the streets at the moment. Righto. Nice shoes, though.
They're good ones. Same as you, mate. Yours are bigger. Righto. What was my question then? I forgot it.
AFL Grand Final.
Oh, yeah. What date is the AFL Grand Final?
24th of September this year.
Well done, Bradley. Good. Can you sing the South Colac footy song?
I can't. Sorry, I never played for him.
Oh, righto. I'm on your way. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what it is. Righto, Paul. Hello, Paulie. Come this way, Paul. Oh, big Paulie, what do you do?
I sell farm machinery of all things.
Oh, dear. What's the go at the minute?
Plenty's coming into harvest, so anything, mowers, balers, rakes, tedders, anything like that.
You sell the big, what do you call it when they strip the crops? Harvesters?
Don't help him.
No, not down here, different area.
Oh, right.
Come on, not down here, Bill.
All right, Jim, I thought he might sell the John Deere. Is that still popular, the green and yellow?
There's other brands out there, but...
All right. South Colac, footy song.
Definitely not. I coach one of the other sides down here, so I'm not even bothering singing.
Who do you coach?
Cut up rough.
Colac Imperials.
Right, what's their song?
Not singing that either.
Come on, you're going to win the quiz.
No.
All right, Paulie. All rotund sort of a back pocket player, Paulie. Yeah, nice. Come on, Finny.
He's showing machinery now, Bill.
I know, he's going to... Right. Hello, Finny, come this way because the speakers are... What do you do, Finny?
I work at Paula Dairy Foods.
Oh, do you? Now, South Colac, what's their song?
Who cares?
Actually, I don't know what it is.
You're going to have to find another question, Bill.
All right, we'll move on. Question. But Finny, you can go.
Marching Finny on.
Come on, Knackers, who we got here? Just Catweasel. What it is. Right, come here, come up here a bit.
I got called Catweasel by a local copper.
Yeah. I reckon you might have met a couple in your time.
Early days,
you're good now. What do you do?
I work at Choices here in Colac.
Floors?
Yeah, floors, man.
That's what Liam Pickering. Oh, that's another station.
Thank you, Will. Yeah.
The Colac or the South. Sorry. South Colac or the Colac song? One of them.
Oh, man, I don't know South Colac.
What's Colac then?
It'd be We're From Tigerland.
Well, sing it.
We're from Tigerland, the fighting fury, we're from Tigerland.
That's it, Bill.
Any season you'll see us with a win. Hey!
That's it.
Well done. Keep going. What's your name, by the way?
Chowie.
Well, who? Chowie.
Chowie.
Chowie. That's an interesting nickname. Righto, Whitney's telling me to... We've got one more question and you win the whole lot here, okay? What breed of dog is known for its white body with black spots?
Oh, my God. Dalmatian.
Yes, here's our winner. What a quiz that is. Well, I saw a Dalmatian walking down the Murray Street.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, don't plan to be here very long. All right, topics.
Yeah, topics. What have you got for us? I was just talking to Damo, and of course, his nickname is Purple.
We noticed that.
Why is he called Purple? Tell the people that.
Well, because he dyed his hair, and he tried, and he lied about it. So, we were broadcasting at the SCG actually, and it was a sunny day, and we were looking down, and the top of his head was purple with the dye in his hair.
Yes.
And we would have let it slide, but he started lying. So therefore. He's been known as Purple ever since.
Well, is that true? Because he's come back into the studio.
No, Jim. I was halfway down in my car, and I felt the need to come back in.
Now, Purple, is
Can
that
you
true?
Stop this rubbish? You know you're making that story up. Just be honest and say what the true story is, please.
Me think someone's protesting too strongly about the fact that
I get asked this still once a week. Someone will ask me why do they call you that? Yeah. And it is, I've never once dyed my hair. I never will dye my hair, and that is on my wife and two boys.
Oh. Jim, then don't dye your hair
and my entire family.
If you don't want to be called Purple, don't dye your hair. That's why he's called Purple.
You better get some hair too. It's marching.
Well,
back.
Sorry about that, but at least that's factually correct. What you're saying about
you're looking like Chief. You got that little island in the middle there.
The bad lie.
He's got the bad lie. but that's what it's all about. Yes. 133353 nicknames. Right. It always goes well, Jimmy. Nicknames, and I'll start you off with one.
Go on.
I was talking to this policeman the other day, a copper. He said he's got a copper mate, and he's been shot 5 times. His copper mate, and they call him Sprinkler. Because he has a drink, Jim, they reckon it just comes out like a sprinkler. It's been shot 5 times, the old sprinkler, so I like that.
It. Now, Tommy's in sunshine to get us underway, Fap.
Is he really? I haven't got a Tommy here, but we'll go with Tommy.
G'day, guys. I play with a guy in Darwin, footy, and his last name was Gelding, so we called him No Nuts.
Yes. No Nuts, as your Num Nuts, Jim.
No, I don't reckon. Have I got the right list in front of me? I am remote here. So we've got Mick from Rosebud.
Yeah, Mick from Rosebud is up next. A beautiful golf course down there, Jimmy Boy at Rosebud. Yep.
There's plenty. So I had a guy I used to work with. His name was Pothole because everyone would just avoid him.
Yes.
And I also had another mate. His last name was Bright. We used to call him Notso.
Well, Pothole, of course. Laurie
that
Hill.
That makes sense.
Laurie Hill down there in Geelong, Jim, because he's always in the road. Yep. Let's go to Steve.
Lancefield?
Yeah, Steve.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Going well.
That's good, Stevie. Yeah. My nickname is Cleavage.
Oh, why?
So my surname being Cleave, and the moment we got old enough to know about what cleavage was, it stuck.
Not bad, Jim.
Still get called it to this day.
Not a bad one, Bill.
I don't mind cleavage. Actually,
thank you, Bill. No, we get that, yeah.
Righto. Let's go to Aubrey and talk to Paul.
Aubrey.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Yes.
G'day, boys.
G'day, Paul.
We've got a famous bookmaker down here named Roy, and he's got a tilted head like Rod Carter, and they nicknamed him 10 past 12. That's what they call him, 10 past 12.
Because it's on a tilt, Jim.
Because the tilt bill
is
10 past 12.
The other way.
The other way.
Yeah. The other way, Bill, 10 past 12.
10 past 12.
Bill's going 11:50. That's it.
That's Roy and Aubrey.
Paul from Aubrey.
Yep. John from Bendigo now. G'day, Johnny boy.
G'day, Billy and the rest of the crew. I worked with this bloke 40-odd years ago, and his nickname was Jockstrap.
Why?
But his proper name was Dick Holster.
Jockstrap, not bad.
It's the strap.
I don't mind it, the jockstrap. Ethan, g'day, Eth.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good, mate. What do you got for us?
We've got an apprentice at work that we call Sensor.
Why?
Because he only works when you walk past him.
Yes, I like it.
Not bad.
I like it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
Jim.
Yes.
I'm not sure who they are, but they say that during sex, you burn as what many.
Is that?
Jim, they say that during sex, Jim, you burn as many calories as you do running 8Ks.
Really?
Who in the hell runs 8Ks in 30 seconds, Jim?
That's no all one. Old fat's got it in 30 seconds. Come on.
That's about it, Jim.
That's about all.
That's it.
Oh, no.
The eggs aren't even boiled.
That'd be a good 30 seconds.
Trying to get on, trying to get off.
Oh, oh no. Come on.
Magnificent.
Woo! Yes, go, Ashley Barty's.
Barty. It'll be a tough game, but you're winning three.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR. I feel good.